Good morning, USA!
Good morning, Tangerines. Welcome to another episode of Sunday Morning Tangents with a couple of tan.
Jans.
I am one of your...
Jason. What's going on, buddy?
I am one of your co-hosts, Jason, alongside the other co-host, Danny. We are the co-founders and co-owners of this beautiful podcast named Sunday Morning Tangents. Sorry, Danny, I'm all over the place.
What's going on?
I made a change last second here with my camera, and I was trying to figure some stuff out. I can't figure it out. I still don't like the placement. I don't like where I'm at, but I changed last minute. I'm going to leave it like this for now. All right. A little behind the scenes. Usually, I have my right screen has like OBS open, and that's pretty much it. Then my left screen is Discord and YouTube, so I can keep up with the YouTube chat. Shout out to Danny out there. I see you.
I see you, sir. Then,
like, mentally, I know where I'm at. I know like where to look. And right now, when I switch that, I switch the camera over here, so I could probably look at this TV, look at the YouTube.
Yeah.
And my microphone's over here. So I was lost. I didn't know how much time I had started recording. I said 1:30 we're going to go live, and I think I went to like 10 seconds over, Danny. I went like 10 seconds over, and that's just not cool. That's not fair to the viewers. That's not fair to the fans, and I sincerely apologize. I should have figured that out before we started recording, and I'm...
Jason, they're going to eat you up on Twitter, man, on X. So
I'm looking at my camera here now. When I lean in, it looks weird. It looks weird. I'm gonna have to like.
Lean back.
I got a new setup.
Lean back.
The thing is, my microphone isn't prepared for
long enough.
So how does this look, Danny? Does this look natural?
You look like you're telling me a topic that's really interesting.
If you go to youtube.com/@SundayMorningTangents, you'll be able to see how it looked like. You know, now that you say that, Danny. Welcome everybody. Sometimes on my daily drive to work and home, I listen to the Spotify's Daily Drive, where they give you the podcast, like 10 minute, 15 minute podcast. So then they'll give you like a few songs, and then they'll give you another podcast.
Okay.
And I was listening, and I was like, man, it'd be really fun if we do a very serious topic news podcast one of these days, or a couple times, or started incorporating that. Then I was like, yeah, nobody wants to really listen. Our audience doesn't really listen to that type of podcast.
Jason, we're here just to relieve them from stress, you know?
We don't want to stress them out more.
No, we don't want to stress them out more how ridiculous the social economics and government issues that we have here in the world. So... I saw this picture of the guy who reordered. He had an order from Walmart 4 years ago, and it was like $126 of groceries. Did you saw that, right? And you saw how it is now?
Yeah, it was like $400.
$400.
Yeah. You know, look, with that sort of thing, Danny, I believe him. I'm not going to say I don't believe him, but we just got to be careful, because you never know when they start to fake things. Everybody just wants to be on the internet and internet famous. Everybody just wants it. It's some way or another. This Hawk Tool girl... You've overcome your welcome a little bit.
Well, have you seen how many girls are trying to be the same? Like, doing their own...
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Their own way?
Not only girls. Girls and boys and anything in between. Everyone just wants to do something to get something... to get popular on the internet. That's not what you and I are about, Danny. We're here to have fun. This is weird. Hold on. Because I'm looking at the YouTube one, and it's not on the same wavelength. I'm gonna put this over here. Here we go. Okay.
Danny said, as Starbucks, and it's expensive.
Danny knows what he's talking about with the inflation. I haven't gone to Starbucks so long, Danny.
Oh, we went last time. Two days ago.
Anyways, yeah, you're right. Things are getting even more depressing. You ever get scared about what the world is gonna come to in a matter of 2 years. Do you remember how fast things shifted when Trump became president? You know what? I'm sorry. Let's not go down that path.
Jason,
let's not go down that path. That's going
to... Let me, Denise said that if Trump becomes president, we should just move. So, Jason, if you want to move with us.
That's what we said last election, though.
Well, I saw, you know, we were talking about going to somewhere in the, you know, Northern European region, like Finland, Switzerland. Well, I've seen so many things going on over there, too. And I'm like, damn. So, where can we go?
I'll tell you where we can't go, Denny. Oh, shit, I got nothing. I don't know, man. I was going to come up with somewhere.
I would say Japan, to be honest. But not like in the city, like Tokyo or so, maybe close to the city. But I would say like somewhere rural, somewhere where like farms, you know?
I feel like that's more for if you're ready to retire.
That is true.
We're still young. Yeah. We still want to have fun. We still want to have the option of weekends where it's like, you know what? I want to go out.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Because
I want to go dance. You know?
Jason, when was the last time you went to dance?
It was like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I love dancing.
Oh, wow.
I was dancing last night. I was interpretive dancing. I'm going to put a couple people on blast. You know what? I'm not going to go down that route either.
Jason, just go for it. This is Cheeseman time. Cheeseman time with the tangents.
No, I'm not going to go down that route because it's going to embarrass me a little bit as well. All right. Never mind. There was interpretive dancing involved, and I'll put at that. I was interpretive dancing to Little Lion Man. Jonathan, if I may put you on blast, you were interpretive dancing You were interpretive dancing to the Tokyo Drift song. It was a whole thing.
That was pretty good. Yeah, that sounds pretty good.
You know, and if you go to rural Japan, can you do it? Maybe the Tokyo Drift song.
I don't know.
I got a Slurpee yesterday, Denny, from 7-Eleven. It didn't hit, man. I don't know the last time you got a Slurpee from 7-Eleven, but...
I haven't. It's been a while, Jason, but 7-Eleven is not the same to me no more. 7-Eleven is not the same to me.
I honestly, before, right here, in the we have a 7-Eleven that's really near, really close to us, and we were, like, I would go as a kid, and the employees would, like, treat you friendly, and they'll be nice, and they'll be like, hey, hi, it's like, ah, there you are again, they'll be like, oh, getting hot fries again, huh, and be like, don't judge me. now it's just people who's like a head nod, if that, just coming in, and I don't feel welcomed ever. That was the first time I go to the 7-Eleven in quite some time, because at this point, I'm just like, you know what, I'm just gonna go to Rite Aid or Cedar Bros. I'm not gonna go to 7-Eleven. I don't need
Yeah.
That. You know,
no, I know what you mean. I used to get little wings there. I used to get a Slurpee and some nachos, and they used to keep it clean.
Yeah. Oh yeah, nachos. Remember getting the hot dog? Put some extra cheese and chili cheese on, or chili on the side. Denny says there's a dying town in Japan that you can get a house for $3,000. That's pretty cheap.
That's pretty cheap, but he's right, Danny, because I think. Jason's right about we're too young right now. Young to do that.
Damn, man, my Batmobile right there looks pretty cool back there. The penguin coming out. We're hitting many topics right now, Danny.
I went to Japan. I went to New York, right?
We're getting right. Welcome everybody. This is Sunday Morning Tangents. Like I said earlier, we got Danny and Jason here, and. If you have not tuned in, this is your first time tuning in, welcome. We're a couple of ten.
Gents? Wait, didn't we just do that right now? Or is it deja vu right now?
You could listen to us anywhere you listen to podcasts and catch us on youtube.com/@Sunday Morning Tangents, where you could give us a thumbs up, click that bell for notifications, and subscribe.
I'm going to have Denise, I have to pay her if she can make us a shirt that says that.
Says what?
Your little right there.
Everyone says like that,
little,
though.
Like a little picture of the drawing of you, and then words saying, like, please subscribe to, you know?
Yeah. Everyone says that, though. Like, I would want something original, like, I don't know. I don't know if we do anything original in this podcast. Is there anything original to do? Anyways, so, Danny.
Oh, Jason, I have a perfect topic for that. I don't have a perfect answer for that, because... for what you said right now. Is there anything original?
I was going to say, are there any original podcasts anymore, is what I was going to say. Because if it's original, it's got to be pretty niche. And if it's pretty niche, that's going to be a really small audience, right?
I had one.
Okay.
I had one.
You have one idea?
I had one idea.
Oh.
But it's already been done.
Oh, so it's not original.
It was.
Danny, you were just getting on about your New York trip. I have here on the title, for those of you on YouTube, Danny met up with a special guest. And I left that as a teaser. And then I put in the description something like, blah, 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 Danny's back from New York, where he met somebody whose name rhymes with Noe from York.
That's really good, Jason.
I don't know what that could mean.
That's really good. As you recall, Jason, I went to New York, right? And I had a couple, I went for Pokemon Go, which is I only play for one day, and then the rest days I was just playing in the morning.
You spent 4 days in New York, and one whole day was Pokemon Go?
Yeah, one whole day. Well, I mean, we did other things, though. I think that night we went to, what did we do then after Pokemon Go? I don't remember now. I don't remember, Jason. Anyways, we had a special guest back then. Remember when we first started the podcast? A person named Joy from Brooklyn.
Oh, yeah, Jason. Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Joy?
Joy has not visited me. I don't know what happened. He has left contact with me. He hasn't talked to me. He hasn't texted me. It's just like, what happened? So my mission, Jason, was to go look for Joy.
And let me tell you, in Brooklyn. Well,
from Brooklyn.
From Brooklyn, but I didn't go to Brooklyn because I didn't have to go that far from where I was.
Where? How far is Brooklyn from where you were at? You were in Manhattan.
In Manhattan, yeah.
Okay. Where's Brooklyn in reference?
According to my understanding, it's the other side.
Got it.
Well, Jason, I found Joy.
Yeah, how's Joey doing? Let me tell
you, he's not doing so hot, man. He's not doing so hot.
What's going on? Is that why he hasn't been on with us at all?
Oh, Jason.
It's been a long time.
He met a girl.
Okay.
She met a girl. Her name is Jessica from Queens.
I fucking knew it. I swear I was about to say something dumb like Quincy from Queens or something. I knew you were going to go Queens.
By the way, I was in the Nintendo store in New York. And then I got out. And then there was a guy. There's those guys who are like passing their CDs. Mm. But now they're passing USBs.
That makes sense.
Of their rappers. Their rappers, you know.
Very dangerous.
You know. Trust me. And then he's like, here. And he's like, you can listen to my, I'm a rapper. And he's like, where you from? And I'm like, no. I don't want anything. He's like, no. So where are you from? And I'm like, I'm from here. Oh, you're from Queens? Yeah. Oh, I knew you from Queens.
You were from Queens?
Huh?
Were you in Queens?
No.
What?
What's that?
You know what, though, Danny? You do give me like some Dominicano. Or Puerto Rican vibes.
Oh man, Jason, there was a bunch of them over there.
You give me like you dress kind of that style too, like New York. You dress very New York. I think you seem like you fit in New York. I'm sorry though. We were still on about.
Oh, Jessica. Joy okay. So, Jessica anyways, Queens. Brooklyn. I mean, Joy from Brooklyn. Like I said,
from Brooklyn.
He met Jessica from Queens. All right. Apparently, a nice girl.
Meet?
Huh?
Did they meet with Mike in Manhattan?
Oh, no, Jason. You know where they met?
Where?
They met because Joey he wanted to make some money. So he was doing this. So in New York, they do this little bicycle where they have like carry people.
Because
it's Joey, you know? Joey was apparently needed money or something.
Joey's a hustler.
Yeah. So he was doing those bikes. So he met Jessica. He's like, in Times Square. They met in Times Square.
That's romantic.
Well, apparently Jessica needed a ride to her job because the day before she stayed up at a club and she needed to get to her work.
Okay.
I don't know what the work is. I don't know. He never said that. He never specified what
her work was. Oh, I'm sorry. Were you waiting for me to ask
where she was working? Yeah, exactly.
Where was she working?
No idea.
Oh, okay.
He never mentioned that. I don't know why he didn't say that.
Interesting that you're waiting for me to ask if there is no... Okay,
yeah,
sorry.
That's okay.
That's okay.
So he took her and he's like, can you put this song? Because apparently they request songs sometimes.
Hmm.
You know, they have like a boombox in the little bicycle, little chair thingy.
Of course.
And he requested P.D. Pablo.
I love P.D. Pablo.
Yeah, exactly. And then he's like, I love P.D. Pablo. Featuring
Ciara? Ciara?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. It's a classic. I can't remember the name of the song right now.
Nah, I forgot the name of the song either. And then he's like, oh, and that's how they met together and they like fell in love. And in the span of 1 week, Jason.
Mm. She got pregnant.
No. Good.
We don't want a little Joe from Joe Town or something, you know?
No, it's nice. No, if Brooklyn will have a kid, it would not be Joe. It would be Jackson from Jackson from somewhere.
Oh, you I just don't went know to New York. Where. I thought you would have pulled something out.
Jackson from Upper West Side. But if it's Jackson from Upper West Side, that's a rich town. So.
But, we don't want Joey procreating. That much I know.
Sure. Trust me. No, Joey is a menace to society. Yeah. Let me tell you this. So anyways, Joey met her, and then, you know, they fell in love, whatever. But yeah, I'm not saying Jessica is a little, you know, gold digger, but, you know, I'm not going to say that. But
Joey doesn't have money. That's why he was doing the bike stuff.
Oh, Jason. Okay.
She told him
to get enough life insurance. Okay. You know where this is going, Jason. You know where this is going. She told him to get life insurance. And Joey's like, well, you know, Joey, I'm trying to impersonate Joey because I can't really do it.
It's a tough voice to get. I don't blame you. Like, I'm not going to.
Life insurance? Is that like a...
It's close enough. That's close enough, Daddy.
I know. It's like the best for her life? You know, so anyways.
Yeah, I know.
So anyways, so Joey. Hey, Jason, I'm just saying what he told me, all right? He was explaining this to me, all right?
Okay, yeah.
When I met him. By the way, when I saw him, Jason, the reason why I saw him because I almost stepped on his foot because he was on the ground like a homeless person.
Wait, you're cutting to the finale there, Danny.
This is okay. So anyways, so Joey apparently got life insurance because he's like, oh, life insurance, you know, okay.
What is that, insurance?
Yeah, exactly. Best for life or whatever. Anyway, so he got that. Anyways, Jessica from Queens apparently.
Jason?
Long story short, apparently she tried to kill him to get the life insurance. However... What she was trying to do is to set her Joey's apartment on fire. Okay, set his apartment on fire
in Brooklyn.
In Brooklyn, yes, because you know Joey's from Brooklyn,
right?
So
set his apartment on fire.
However, Jason, Joey was Jessica put a little sleeping thingy, whatever, to make him sleepy, apparently, and she pretty much set his apartment on fire. When he passed out, she put the lighter and the fluid or whatever to say that he's the one who did it. So that he could be convicted instead of her. Jessica from Queens, she was smart.
Oh wow! You're giving her some props.
I mean, you know, she thought of this. She was nice to somebody, but I don't know why she targeted Joy from Brooklyn. To be honest, he was he's a nice man, you know. Joy doesn't like to do, you know. He's just a hustler. He doesn't do other things. He might have killed people, but we never know. He has told me before that, you know, he rode with Takashi, you know, 69. You know, he was one of those groupies.
Wow, I did not know that.
Nice. Jason Joy from Brooklyn, he has so many stories. I'm telling you, that's why he was on the podcast. Is I was memorized by his story and his lifestyle. So anyways, apparently after that happened, Joy woke up because he was about to get burned. The good thing though, where he lived, it was his second floor, so he was able to jump out.
He jumped out into a garbage can or
No.
Jason, oh, okay. That's too much like a film.
No, Jason, I'm sorry. There's a bunch of group of kids on the bottom playing basketball, so he was able to jump there and
then, jump on them.
Yeah.
They got him. That makes more sense.
They got him. Yeah.
That makes more sense.
So Joy doesn't have a place no more. And that's why he hasn't been able to get his money because everything got burned down.
Oh my gosh. And then he didn't die, so he can't get his life insurance.
No, he can get his life insurance.
Right. Danny, correct me if I'm wrong, though, but how would she have gotten the life insurance if they weren't married?
I don't know, it's Jessica from Queens. It's Jessica from Queens.
She has her ways.
She didn't thought that far away. I'm guessing.
Okay.
Because you're right. No, you're right. They didn't even got married.
I don't know how life insurance really works, I'm being honest.
Well, I'm pretty sure you do have to be married or somehow the paper that says, I'm going to give this life insurance to her.
And there's no way the paperwork went through in a week. Joy wouldn't have done it day one.
No.
Jessica. No. Okay, question for you. Did you meet Jessica from Queens?
No.
See, I would love to get her on here.
No.
I would really love to get Jessica from Queens on here one day.
Look, Jason, Joy was, I gave him a couple of dollars, I gave him a pizza, and I told him, like, when everyone comes to the podcast, he says, okay, but he did not, he was down, Jason. He's not in Brooklyn no more. He doesn't want to live in Brooklyn no more.
Where does he live?
I told you, I found him in the street.
Did you invite him to Oregon?
No. He smelled a little bit, that's what.
Yeah, I know, but you could giving him a bath in like some gym or something, or your apartment, or your wherever you were staying, hotel or Airbnb or whatever. He could have showered. He could.
Joy is a hustler. He has to find a way. To be honest, but
that's crazy, dude. So he's just crazy. Living on the streets with the rats. The large.
He said, "Watch out for hoes."
Hey,
that's what he said.
He said it, man. He said it. Joy from Brooklyn.
So I told him you're gonna find a nice lady. Don't worry. You're gonna find a nice lady. Just make sure if they ask her for life insurance.
Oh, Danny brings up a good point. Did you take a picture with Joey?
No, she's chasing. He looked bad.
Yeah. No, I guess.
I didn't want to get close to him.
I think you could have paid for a haircut for him and bathed him, you know, doing something like a nice Samaritan.
He kept his jewelry. You know, he always had the jewelry.
He had his jewelry as a homeless person? Seems dangerous.
He had it when he was sleeping. So he never takes it off. He has his little poof jacket.
Wow.
And I know it was really hot. I don't know why he keeps still have that with the hand backwards. So he's New York Yankees.
Always has to be.
Yeah, oh, it has to be.
It has to be. Get out here with the New York Mets stuff.
Look, man, Joey, I told him if he wants to come back, talk to us, but after he gets a shower or something, because.
Wow, that's huge, Danny.
But I'm Joey from Brooklyn, he said to me, like his voice was cracking.
That was his sign off call or what?
Yeah.
He signed off with Joe. I hope he's okay.
Look. Well, the Jessica from Queens, I don't know who she is, but watch out for her. Dude, I think that's just called murder instead of getting life insurance.
Danny, can I break the fourth wall real quick?
Yeah.
How did we used to do it? Did you used to scream like Joy from Brooklyn stuff in the background? Were we not on camera for a while?
Jason, Joy from Brooklyn will come and visit me. Okay, I told you already.
That's right.
And, I'm sorry. There was no cameras.
Okay, there weren't. There you go. Okay. That's right. So how was the rest of the year?
And also, he wouldn't want to be in camera. He doesn't want to be in cameras. He has to. He said, the Chocho have records on me.
The who?
Chocho.
What the hell is that?
The police.
Oh, sorry. Is that a Brooklyn thing or?
I don't know. The Chocho has records on me.
The Chocho. Never heard that. Must just be.
I don't know. I don't know either. I don't know. Oh, I say the Chocho's has records on me. I ain't gonna be in the fucking video.
Well, I hope you gave him my salutations and you said it and let him know.
Oh, no, I did tell him that Jason misses you.
Yeah,
good. And people miss you. And he felt a little bit, he's like, oh, thank you, man. Like, you know.
I felt good about it.
He asked for some money, but I didn't have any change.
You didn't give him money?
No. I had no change, Jason. Who carries change now? That's a great question. I actually do have some change right now, no, but.
So I guess you carry change. I don't carry change. I don't have any cash on me.
Yeah, I mean,
how was the rest of your New York trip, Danny?
Jason, the only thing I will say, the bad thing about it was fucking hot.
How hot was it?
It was hotter than I ever experienced in my life. The humidity. It was the humidity that killed it. Even hotter than Guatemala. Not as hot when I went to Vegas, though. I would say Vegas takes it for not level heat.
Did you guys have to walk around a lot?
Yeah.
Was it okay? Where'd you guys stay in Manhattan?
Manhattan on 39th Street and Southeast West.
Dan, don't put yourself on blast there. You're going to dox yourself, Danny. Come on.
I don't live there, so.
That's a good point. What's the best thing you ate?
Oof. I think he told me that. I would say the Magnolia's Bakery banana bread pudding is what I like. Also, What happened?
No, nothing. You're good. Keep going.
Also, we went to this Michelin star dumplings restaurant.
Looks like we have a Magnolia Bakery here in LA, West Hollywood.
Yeah, it's really popular. It was really good, man. I was like, I love the banana pudding. You should go try that.
Oh, in the Grove. Okay. Continue, please.
I would say the best thing for me was the Michelin star dumplings. Restaurant that we went to. I don't forget the name of it. But it was really good. I ordered too much, but it was still good.
No such thing as too much. Banana pudding cookies.
Ooh. I didn't know they had that.
There's a Best of New York cupcake assortment.
Oh, and the bagels. A bagel. Bacon, egg, and cheese, wait. Bagel.
Do you like bagels? Are you a big fan of bagels?
We love bagels. Denise and I love bagels.
Oh, okay. So you guys, what'd you think? Is it as they say, the best bagels are in New York?
They're just really good. They're baked. They're soft.
Okay.
They toast them up. They're good.
Are they really?
Yeah, they're good. Look, Jason, we had pizza. We fucked up. Denise and I fucked up.
Oh no.
We went to other places that were popular. For example, the Little Italy restaurant. We just chose it and we went. And apparently this restaurant was popular because when the Sopranos were on, this is one of the spots where Tony would come in and eat. And they had like the booth. Where, is that Tony, the main character for Sopranos?
Tony Soprano, that sounds right.
Right?
I've never seen it.
I never seen Sopranos too. Jason, it's a show that we should be watching. I think, because everybody talks about Sopranos. Like, oh my God.
Big deal.
But anyways, I had the pasta there. It was really good.
Oh, no. Denise says no. Danny fucked up. They picked all the food places.
No, but I was talking about like before, like planet. Like planet. Planet.
Okay, but yeah. I'm just telling you what she said.
We also went to the J.G. Millen's, which is a popular, like I said yesterday. It's a popular little restaurant from the 70s. They were like, look, Jason, New York, it is true what they say when they're like, they're proud of what they have. Like, proud. Like, proud, man. If there's a popular place, they're like, for example, we went to the J.G. Mellon's. They're like, no cash. I mean, only cash, sorry. Only cash. And the menu has not changed since they opened. And, like, they're like, set on. There was this guy behind us. He's like, can I have my double patty burger? No. Do you guys do, like, no, like something. I forgot what he asked. Something else to put on the burger. No.
Just whatever's on the menu.
It's only this. No more, no less, no nothing. Whatever you order on the list, that's it.
How do you feel about that?
Like I said, when I was there, I was like, okay, that's cool. That's a, if they want to keep it like that, that's a spot they, you know, that's fine. That's fine with me, to be honest, because there's other places they can go, and they, if they want something else, yeah, that's fine with me, to be honest. So I, for me, it's fine. You can look at the menu. If they don't do anything extra, just get the hell out of there. Simple as that.
True that.
And the guy was fine. The guy ordered two burgers. He's like, okay, let me get two burgers then.
And then he said chill about it. Big fuck you as he walked out.
No, probably. I don't know. So it has, look, Jason, I will say New York, it's cool. There's so much history on this fucking damn city to be. For 4 days, it's not enough to really like go through the whole city. It's actually pretty cool.
Danny asked if you went to any comedy clubs.
If you'd speak. No, no, no. No. We, like I said, we didn't have any, time.
What'd you guys do at night? Did you guys like call it early nights? Or were you guys looking to do something?
We would go eat. So we were like, for example, every day we were like doing like something. Like we went to Times Square one day. Pioneer Square. Times Square one day. And we were calling it like around 9, 11. We were like dead beat tired.
Wait, is that where you bumped into Joey?
Yeah, no, 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 no. Joey was not in Times Square per se. He was around Times Square.
Oh, okay, I gotcha.
Yeah, yeah.
Denise says the food
yeah.
was good, but none of it felt like I could only get it in New York.
That's the thing, though. Like, for example, I asked one of the Uber drivers, because Jason, you can find food from anywhere around the world. I mean, Jesus Christ, you can like a Russian or Ukraine food. You can like literally Ethiopia. Literally, there's like. There's so much food everywhere from different countries, but and I wanted to go to this Turkish because I love Turkish food. I love Turkish it because food, like... I want to try it. Turkish? Have you seen Turkish food?
I don't think
it's
so.
It's just bread and meat.
Oh, okay. Wait, you I'm know, sorry. There's... You said you. Never mind. I'm not gonna call you out.
I say I love it because I want because I know I'm gonna love it.
Real quick, okay, I'm gonna call you out. Last night, we were playing video games, right? And Danny was eating something. I was like, hey, Danny, what are you eating? He says, oh, a salad. A Caesar salad.
Caesar salad, yeah.
I'm trying to watch my weight. Literally 5 minutes later, Danny's like, hey, can you guys do... I forgot what it was. And they're like, why don't you choose this? And you're like, oh, I'm at the fridge. I'm getting a cake.
It was a little piece of cake. It was like this tiny already because it was been there for days.
We were just like, what are you talking about? You just said you're trying to lose weight. Idiot.
It was gonna go down. I would just say like a little tiny piece of cake.
You know what? Wrapped in all the lettuce that you ate, it
yeah, it's okay. Yeah. But it was a piece of cake. It was already stale. I was like, I need to finish it up.
So you didn't even like it?
Yeah, it was alright. No, it was not. But anyways, we also have Pollo Campero.
Really?
Jason, the amount of people there is over there of Latinos, Guatemalans. In New York, it's crazy.
Really? What am I?
It's crazy. Yeah. You will think that there isn't, but it's crazy. There's a lot.
I'm looking at Turkish food right now. It gives me a little bit of Mediterranean vibes.
It is. With it more is, bread. Yeah.
I think, with more,
and more meat. And meat.
We got kebab, lentil soup, shawarma, kebabs again, pide, Turkish tea. You ever had Turkish coffee, Danny?
No. And there was a... We passed by this place where they do... It says... I forgot what it said. But they had, like, the bowl of sand. And they were doing with the sand.
That's the Turkish coffee.
Yeah.
I don't think I've had... I don't know how they actually prepared it. But there's a place in Orange County that was serving Turkish coffee. And I was like, well, I gotta try it. And
yeah,
the thing is so thick. Like, if you let it cool down especially... It's like a very sandy at the bottom. I don't know how it happens. I don't know the way it works, but it's really thick and really, really bitter. Really good. I recommend for everybody to try it.
Gave me a but lot of that's
energy.
Why
Oof, a lot that, of energy.
Well, that's why they say it too. When you drink the coffee, you need to be snacking on something fruity, like something like, you know, sweet.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
I had a sweet with me.
But okay, there you go. Oh, I see what you mean. You mean me. I was not there, though.
What was the favorite thing you did? Aside from Pokemon Go, obviously.
To be honest, Pokemon Go was fun. It was just too damn hot. Like I said, it was too damn fucking hot, man. But I had fun. Like I said, it was just... The heat is really what fucked it up this trip, to be honest. But we still did all the things that, you know, a tourist would do. So, but my favorite thing, Jason, was, I would say first thing, it would be the Met. Jason, I swear to God, I was, me and Denise were not expecting how big this museum and how much fucking stolen shit it has. This museum. Stolen. Oh, Jason, let's call it what it is. People went to these places and they fucking dug it up from wherever they come from, and then like, huh.
You know, some of it's donated. Some of it.
From when they stole it.
Maybe. Sounds great though. I can't wait to go.
Oh, Jason, hey.
I wouldn't go in the summer though.
Denise and I we will go back.
For the Met specifically.
For the Met. The next
day.
And then leave the next day.
Yeah.
Also, Central Park, really beautiful. There's so much to do in the Central Park. Like, there's like, it's not just a big park. It's like little things. We only explore New York. What tourists will explore, you know, see, like, go to the top of the building, see the city, go see the Empire State Building, go to Statue of Liberty, Times Square, you know, like I said, the Met or the, and also Central Park. We did those, which is cool. Also, we went to the
Rockefeller Center.
Yeah, we were there. That's where we got it to that building. It's called The Rock. So next to the Rockefeller, I think the building that's next to it, that's where you pay to go all the way up to the top. Which is not cheap, Jason.
Really?
Keep that in mind.
What do you do up there once you get up there then?
They have like a little, when we went there, they had like a little restaurant. Not a restaurant, but like a little, you know, for food. And then they had like a gift shop, and then they had like this beam attraction where you sit down and they take a photo of you pretending to be like those workers who were sitting in, you know, on top of the beam.
Ooh, scary.
Yeah, it just takes you a lot. It's not that big deal. It just takes you to lift up a little bit, and then you just turn around, and then they take a picture of you.
Nice.
But that one was $45. Just to get up there, and the Empire State Building though, that one, it costs $90. Yeah,
that's crazy.
That's expensive. $90. Yeah, $90.
That's the U.S. That's the U.S. right there, baby.
It's like crazy how they charge you so much.
No tower anywhere in, you know, Korea or Japan is charging you that much to go up. But it's Empire State Building, so it's a lot of history.
Like I said, there's a lot of history. Like I said, if you get a tour here and then explain to you so much history of every building, it looks pretty cool to see, like, buildings from the 1900s. We went to see it's so funny now because next to the Flatiron Building, you know the Flatiron Building?
Yeah.
So right behind it, right behind it, that's where the Harry Potter store is at. It's pretty cool. Okay. Yeah, we went to the Harry Potter store. Amazing. That store is amazing.
Wow, really?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's huge.
Really?
But, yeah.
You guys didn't do any Broadway stuff, did you?
We wanted to go to the Cursed Child.
Uh-huh.
Harry Potter and the Cursed Child. When we saw the time, how long it takes for a play, Jason, in my mind, I never been to a real play. So I didn't expect it to be that long.
How long was it?
It was almost 3 hours and a half, almost four.
Yeah.
We wanted to do other things.
It's Broadway though.
I know, Jason. I know. Trust me. I know.
It's Broadway.
But Jason, trust me. I know. But we didn't have time.
Okay. Okay. I get it. I bet there's millions of people who go. Never visit Broadway sites. I get it.
There's a lot. Yeah.
Yeah, I bet there's a lot too. It looks like there's plenty.
It was also really pricey.
Yeah, I've heard that getting Broadway tickets could be kind of a bitch.
If you want good seats, it's going to cost you almost $400.
I've heard there's a lot of good stuff like off Broadway too, though.
We didn't look at I really wanted to watch The Cursed Child. Like, that was my main thing to go. I really wanted to watch that. There was other Broadway, supposedly, are like really popular right now. I saw this one where, like, they had, like, I forgot the name of the actors. But, there was some other.
The Daniel Radcliffe one?
Yes, that one.
Yeah,
apparently it was really popular. Or something like that. Yes.
He got his Tony for it.
Yeah, there was, like, a whole line every time we passed by there, there was a whole line trying to get in.
Jonathan Groff is in that play. One. I think that was his return to Broadway.
Yeah. Hey, you know your Broadway, Jason. Look, Jason, if I would go to New York, please go on the fall time. Don't go winter.
Dude.
Go fall time. Yeah. I don't care if it's raining. We did got rain over there. It's just the heat, man. The heat will really kills us.
Yeah.
And I do it.
I don't think I'd want to go in the summer because I heard it's not great at all.
No. No, it's not. But like I said, I will go back. I will go back to the Met. I'll go back to trying new foods. I will go back just to like hang out like a night with a night. There's so many little tiny restaurants everywhere. We passed by this football soccer bar. It was literally full Argentinos. Full.
Oh, were you there when the game was going on?
Yes. So, So it was during the time, I think. And it was full of Argentinos. But, like, it's a different beast, man. The people there, I will say, New Yorkers are rude. I mean, you expect the people from the city. But, like, man, they can be rude, yeah.
That's what they say.
Yeah.
That's what they say.
Oh, yeah. There's nice people. But, damn. But I would say you will love the city, Jason, just to see how you can. We've been to Tokyo, you know, you and I. Tokyo is one of the biggest cities in the world, right? I think it is the biggest city in the world.
Mm-hmm.
But when you see Manhattan from when you get into there and you see that whole island, because you see all the building going from end to end, damn, that thing is huge. There's so many. They're literally full of buildings. The cemeteries were also caught us off guard. We saw the cemeteries.
Did you go see Ben Parker's gravestone?
Oh, no, I didn't see it, Jason.
You could have unlocked that achievement.
But I do got to say, all the movies that are based on New York,
accurate.
Oh, my God, Jason. That's why The Dark Knight for me. The Dark Knight is what, like, I was like, okay, I need to watch the movie again because there's some streets you can literally see.
But that's Gotham.
I know it's Gotham, but you know Gotham is based on New York.
A little bit of Chicago. Chicago.
In Chicago, yes, in Chicago too. But you can literally see.
Like, I thought, hold on, real quick.
Wait, Chicago, isn't it? I just saw a lot in New York.
I thought, what's it called? Metropolis was supposedly New York, and then Batman was Chicago or Detroit or one of those. No? I don't know. I could be
wrong. I don't know, Jay. No.
Like Dark Knight. Yeah.
I just like, okay, this is where, yeah. And then if you play Spider-Man 2, Jason, they did, man, people who were playing the game, they came to New York. They live in New York and they're like, it's just so cool to see, like, you know, like, oh, I know this building. Oh, I see the water
spider up there. The little spider things that you capture.
Yeah, it was really cool. It's a good city to go. There's so much to do. I'll say my favorite part of the city was the upper village, like the nice area. I would say
bougie. You're so bougie, Danny.
It was really nice. And they do, for example, in Central Park, they do have like a section only for bikers and only for walking, which is pretty nice. Like they do focus on the Central Park. Like the Central Park is really cool. And I will say the most I will do if I go next time it was like history, Jason. There's just so much, like the buildings. We went to the Statue of Liberty. We just took the ferry there because it was too hot, and I'm pretty sure there was a lot of people. And sure shit, there was a shit ton of people. You can tell so many people running the island.
You guys didn't get off into the island?
No. There are so many people. Like, if you do that, just go knowing that you're going to be there for a little bit longer. Like I said, there's a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
But we got to see it really clearly. We were close. Pretty big. How do you imagine?
Yeah.
Statue of Liberty.
A little anticlimactic. But you saw it.
No, it wasn't anticlimactic. But the right there, the lady was like telling us a bunch of history of like all the other places. And she's like, I know when tourists come over here, they go to this place, but you should go to this place. And like, it actually has more history than this place. This building was, and like everything had some type of meaning. some type of like history. Like, you know, it's pretty cool. That's what's really cool about New York. That there's so much
history.
There's so much history, yeah.
Damn, that sounds cool. So what would you rate your trip out of 10?
Out of 10, I would say a 7.
7?
7. Like I said, the heat, man. Wow. The heat literally exhausted us. Like, we were after 9 or 10, we were like, damn.
Damn, that's kind of
It was that bad. Denise, it was fine. I had my fun.
I want Denise's score afterwards. If you're still in here live, listening and watching us. Sorry, cut you off.
No. Like I said, yeah. Well, besides seeing Joey, you know, sad part about it.
Highlight of the day. Oh, no. Well, worst part. 7 out of 10. That's disappointing. Would you... So, this Pokemon Go stuff, was it worth it?
Yeah, I got so many shinies.
Okay, and what do you do with the shinies now?
I had shinies.
No, right. I got that. But what do you do with them now? Like, you
I evolve them and keep them or trade them for better stats.
I hear you. But, like, you went to New York for this event to capture shinies.
Thousands of people were there because it was sold out ticket, too. There were thousands of people.
Yeah. So, like, what do you do with the shinies now, though?
I have them in my pocket.
Uh-huh. But then?
I keep them.
Okay.
And I look. Yeah, and I can trade it with other people to get better stats.
Okay, so
you can use them to fight. I can use them to fight. Now I have a shiny. I can use them to show them off.
Okay, so you went to New York to collect Pokemon in your phone.
Yeah.
Okay. I got it. Oh, okay. Makes sense. Still waiting for Jason to come to Denver. Okay. Danny, I don't know. You got to put me on blast like that.
If we go to Denver, I want to get to the airport, Danny. I want to go to the airport.
Danny, by the way, we already talked about doing this trip. I'm not going to talk about it here live because we don't want to get doxxed. But you hold your horses, dang it. You hoard your horses.
I want to go to the Casa Bonita.
Got to go to Casa Bonita. Are those still? They came back, didn't they? Are they still around?
Yeah. They're like rebuilding it. They're like, they put like $6 million down. They said it was too much money for them, but I was like, you guys have a shit ton of money. Calm down.
I don't know. Restaurants aren't always very profitable.
I feel like that one it is, Jason. Come on, it's Casa Bonita.
I know, but there's a lot of resources that go into it. You got to maintain.
That's what they said. They literally said that was what. One of their most expensive, things they have done to reconstruct Casa Bonita, you know, train employees. Oh, yeah.
So, were there any other landmarks that stood out in New York that you liked or that you didn't know before that you're like, wow, more people should do that?
It's just crazy to me that most of those buildings, they're still up even after almost 100 years, Jason. That's what's crazy to me. Like, Empire State Building was built, 1914 or something like that? 1920s, if I'm correctly. I don't know if I'm correctly or not. Beautiful building. Over there, like, literally all the old school buildings, really pretty.
Danny said you're not invited. Did you guys see the Brooklyn Bridge?
You invited me already, Danny, so yeah. Yes, we see the Brooklyn Bridge. Yeah, we saw it.
Were a lot of these landmarks one of those things where you see it and then you go, oh, look, that's neat, and then you just move on with your life?
Yes and no. On some of them, you were like, oh, damn.
Because it feels like that's how I feel when I see the Brooklyn Bridge.
And then that one was one of them. They're like, oh, okay.
That's cool.
Batman was over there. Spider-Man was over there.
Who was there?
Spider-Man. There was
the Met, the one that has the lions outside?
Yes.
Did you take a picture with those lions?
Oh, I don't know if I did or not. I don't know if Denise is there.
Yeah, I took a picture with the lions. There's history behind those lions.
Oh, also, we went to the... No. The Met is the one with the library. The New York library.
Oh. Which one's the one with the lions? Oh, that's the... Is that the
National... The New York library.
It's the National Museum Library, I thing, yeah. Or his not library, National History Museum. I don't know. I want
to
go to that.
No, the library has the lions.
I just want to go to the museums in New York.
Oh, Jason, you're not gonna get disappointed. Like I said, we were like so awed with all the stuff that they had. It's crazy.
My bad, messed up that. I'm going next week. What? No, you're not.
Where are you going?
I'm not going next week. He's lying.
Where's he going?
New York. But 7 out of 10 sounds a little disappointing. But yeah, it's the heat. We were thinking about that. We're always thinking about it. Dana and I were thinking about it. We're like, man, but it must be really hot over there right now. But it still sounds nice. You can't really think about those sort of things too much when you're on vacation. Because it's like, what are you going to do? Just
no, like I said, I still enjoyed it. Like,
yeah.
But
what's next for you, Danny? What's your guys' next trip? Is that something you've
right,
talked about?
Right now, it's stay back. Like I said, Italy, but we need to stay back, but same up a little bit more because the trips can be expensive, man. They can be expensive.
Yeah.
So. You think you already have everything planned out, and then you end up spending more than you thought.
You know, for us, it's usually I never keep in mind food, but I also don't want to budget food because it's like, what am I gonna not eat? You know? I mainly worry about, like, the flight and the stays. Like, where am I staying? How much is that? How much is the flight? And then the rest.
I like where we stay.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was small little hotel. Small room, too, but it was clean. And it was really, like, modern. And
it was a nice hotel?
Yeah, a hotel.
Nice.
In the area that we stay, it was kind of, like, out of the traffic. A lot of foot traffic. It was next to the Mexico consulate. Or
did you guys take the subways at all?
No, we didn't really found the need to. But you could. Yeah.
I don't know. It seems sketchy.
Yeah, I mean, it's not that we were sketchy. It's just we didn't feel like the need to.
Mm-hmm. I gotcha.
Just get ready for the smell, though.
Where?
New York.
Just around New York? What does it smell like in New York?
A trash. And, I mean, there's some areas where there's a lot of trash. And they do clean it up every morning, but...
Sounds nasty. Well, glad you're back. Glad you had a good time.
Yeah, I did.
That's good. Needed it.
Too short. We left it was 5 days. We were like good. We were like, okay, we were ready to come back. But I did, when we said that before, we went to the Met and then we were like, fuck, we need more time to be on the Met. And the reason we couldn't finish it off is because they were closing down. It wasn't a Sunday. They closed at 5. And we got there at 1 or 12:30. And it was not enough. 4 hours was not enough to be there.
Danny's coming doing to Casa Bonita next week. And he'll be here in October.
He's going. Okay.
To see Jason in October? In October?
Yeah, they're coming down. Going to build some lightsabers together.
Oh, that's true.
Well, Danny, I think that's a good way to end things. But before that... In the spirit of history, in the spirit of nostalgia, in the spirit of Joey from Brooklyn, we're going to finish off with something we haven't done in a little bit. Last minute jokes with Danny.
I saw a lot of erected buildings.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in live.
Get it? If you erect the buildings?
Yeah, no, yeah, we got it. If you were here live, thank you so much for joining us. Danny, thank you for joining us. Danny, thank you for joining us.
There's another word for erection.
If you are wondering where you can catch us live, it's youtube.com/@SundayMorningTangents. And yes,
Dirty and big.
We are aware that we are not consistent in this. But you know what? You have lives. We have lives that we have to live. maybe if Danny wouldn't have to, they wouldn't have to work at night and I wouldn't have to work in the mornings, and maybe one of us works at night from now on. I'm not gonna do that. It would be different. We could have a more consistent schedule, but we don't. Put up with that. Turn on your notifications so you could tune in live whenever we go live. You'll be notified. You'll be like, oh shoot, the gents are live. YouTube.com/SundayMorningTangents. Click the like button, subscribe to our channel, and enjoy us as we enjoy you.
Yeah. Whoa.
Catch us anywhere you listen to podcasts as well. Give us 5 stars if that's a thing. Follow us, like us. Like us.
They don't do that no often.
What? Like?
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't like us enough. That's okay.
Also, send prayers to Joy from Brooklyn.
Prayers to Joy from Brooklyn. Today's episode was dedicated and commemorated for Joy from Brooklyn. Jessica from Queens, careful. That's all I'm going to say. Careful. That's all I'm going to say, Danny. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. That's been Danny. I've been Jason. We've been a couple of tangents.
Tangerines.
Shit, I always fuck it up.
We both.
That's been Danny. I've been Jason. This has been Sunday Morning Tangents with a couple of tan.
Jerrines.